on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Certainly a hard-fought effort by your team as you go down and fall just 19-7 at East Carolina, a game that you were in throughout as you've gone back and looked at it. Just give me your impressions on your team's play.
Yeah, you know, I thought we, you know, again, we played played a good football team. We played tough. We were resilient. I thought we did a good job defensively. Gave up a touchdown early in the first quarter, and then as the game went on, really kind of settled in. And even though they had an opportunity to run about 82-plus plays, instead of, you know, the goal is obviously to create turnovers, which we didn't do, but instead of touchdowns, kind of, you know, gave up some field goals. And, you know, again, played a lot of plays defensively, struggled a little bit offensively in terms of getting those third downs. I mean, opportunities to, I think we were 5 of 14 on third downs, and then, you know, went for it 3 times on fourth down to try to keep the ball, keep the possession, and weren't able to do that. So when you're not successful in that standpoint, you got to punt the ball off, and then their running game is good. You know, they allowed themselves to run some time off the clock. But as I said, we had a bend but don't break mentality. But, you know, they beat us. They did a good job of being physical and running the ball. I thought we did okay in the kicking game. We won all three phases at the run and cover and the hit and return. But, you know, you got to play all three phases as when you're playing an FBS team. You know, you're away. That's a good team that they have there. There's some good things that happen for us. But we need to make sure that those opportunities, when you're playing teams like that, that you know, you got to be on point on all three phases. We weren't able to do that, but, you know, proud of the players. You know, coming out of this four-game stretch here with you know, two FBS opponents, preseason top 25 FCS school. You know, I'm proud of where we are. Obviously, we got to get better because we're getting ready to go into conference play. And every team, you know, my experience in this conference, every team is a very good team and a playoff caliber type of team. So we're going to have to make sure we play our best football as we start going down this stretch. And you know, that's critical for us. And, you know, and Albany is a good football team, and, you know, that's where our sights are pointed.
Got a couple media questions in queue. If you'll get those for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dave.
Any update on Hollis this morning?
Not as we speak right now. Obviously, we don't talk about injuries or things like that. I mean, it was a very physical game, and we had some guys that went through our walkthrough practice today. We don't practice today. Yesterday, guys went through a walkthrough. We don't practice on Mondays, so we get after it on Tuesdays, and so we'll see, you know, where everybody is at that point. But nothing to talk about or of note. But hopefully, him and some other players will be ready to go. We had some players that had missed in the past. Cal Key, Gage Herdman, who are significant contributors to us, have been cleared to return to start practicing. So, you know, about midway point of the season, you know, there's some. You always got to deal with injuries. You lose some guys, but you also get some guys back, and you know. So we'll wait to see where we are tomorrow and how we move forward to get ready for Albany.
And I guess toward that end, Nick Wimmer's still out, right?
I believe Nick's going to be one of those guys that tomorrow that'd be suited up and be participating with us. It would be good to have him back, gain another offensive lineman. But again, on Mondays, there's, you know, it's get with the doctor and training room, and then Tuesdays we start practicing. So we'll see where we are when the guys come in and get ready to go.
You alluded to this in your opening statement, but your schedule thus far with the two FBSs, and as you mentioned, Colgate, you're a third of the way through now, which seems kind of hard to believe, but how do you feel that early season clump of scheduling has prepared you, or is that something you find out later?
Well, obviously, you hope that the opportunities or the games played prior to leading up to conference play will give your team an opportunity to have experienced, you know, the gamut. And I can say we experienced the gamut in terms of playing at two FBS venues, you know, teams with depth, with talent. Having the opportunity to, you know, one FBS create some turnovers, the other one, you know, play and not give up touchdowns, but, you know, basically try to be in the game going into the fourth quarter. The experience is there. You play a very good preseason, you know, top 25 FCS team that beat you up pretty handily the year before. And so, you know, we always try to use measuring sticks in terms of how we can improve the things we've just experienced. And, you know, the four games that we've played have given us an opportunity to kind of assess where we are, and, you know, who we have and the freshmen that will play, the ones that still maybe yet to still play, taking advantage of this, you know, four-game rule about freshmen playing. And as you go into the conference, you just want to make sure that it's a one-game opportunity, one-game series of opportunities to, if it's one play, to personnel your team to where you can be successful. And so now, as we get ready for conference play, we look at who we are, who we have, who hasn't played but has a chance to go in and affect this four-game rules and see where we are from there. But I like our team. I like the resilience of our team. I like the fact that you know, that now we're playing a schedule that which will be 1-0, like I'm sure all the other teams have mentioned.
Thank you.
Your next question is from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Mike, you mentioned the four-game rule in terms of redshirting. Will Hollis's situation be weighed with that in mind as well?
Well, you take all aspects of where you are as a team. You know, as I said, his situation or any other player's situation that has a chance to play 1, 2, 5, 9, 10 plays, but being very cognizant of the fact that if they're up to game four, you know, being smart about not just playing a guy for playing him's sake, but you know, if we have a guy that can run a takeoff route, you know, he's really fast to get on top of the defense, and but perhaps that guy might do that, you know, but or special teams opportunities, since there's, you know, the phases involved with special teams. So not just him in particular, but, you know, we look at the roster, we look at, you know, those who can provide depth and go in and make an effect on a player plays, as opposed to those who, you know what, they just need more time with the weight room and our strength and performance staff. So that's yet to be determined, John, but at the same time, you know, we definitely give all those young men, there's about a handful of them that will be in that consideration.
Hey, can I ask a throwback question? And that is, you were part of the 1995 Richmond staff going up to Fordham, played in a terrific downpour, and it ended up in a 3-3 tie, one of the last ties, really, in FCS before the overtime rule came in. Recollections of that game? The water was up to those guys' ankles.
Good gracious, John. That is a throwback question. That's platform shoes, afro, puka shells, and everything. Good gracious. You know, that's throwback. And you're right. It was a monsoon, and you couldn't see anything. And you just, you know, everything was wet, and they just wanted to hurry up and get out of there. But, no, that's... that's a great question. It was a game that you'll never forget, because you just sitting there looking at each other. You couldn't even look across the field because you couldn't see anybody over there as well. So, unbelievable.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mike, as you touched on, a lot of standout performances on your defense on Saturday, but one of the biggest, Gavin Johnson, 9 tackles, a sack, forced a fumble, broke up a couple of passes. Just some comments on his play on Saturday.
No, you know, thanks for mentioning Gavin. He was our defensive player of the game. Had a really, really good game. Has come into his own. Definitely gotten better in rushing the passer. One of the sacks and one of the opportunities to cause fumble. You know, he did a great job bending and leaning and slapping at the ball. And just so happened the ball just bounced, you know, in front of an offensive lineman. But that was one of those, you know, be cognizant of where the ball is, try to create a turnover where the quarterback, you know, whether he's holding high or low. He hunts the football. He does it well. I believe he'll continue to get better. and you know, his improvement is going to help us, you know, be a better defense as we move forward. But very happy about Gavin and the way he's playing, and his opportunities and abilities to help us as we go down the conference game stretches here.
As you touched on a conference opener, a UAlbany team that especially offensively has been putting up a bunch of points. As you sort of start to break down the Great Danes, what are some of the challenges that they present for your team?
As you mentioned, very good offensive team. Their quarterback, under Cuffler, is a tall guy, great arm, got 12 touchdowns already, can get it done. Have the running back, 21, is a skilled guy, that's a downhill guy, can jump cut. You know, James is another running back that they have back there. Juan Green is not only, a good offensive threat for them as a wide receiver, but also special team. So offensively, they're putting points up, averaging over 30 plus points a game, and that's attributed to their skill and their scheme. Defensively, they got some good players there as well. I mean, the linebacker, number 45, Matheny, is good. Mensah, the DB, that also plays kind of like an outside linebacker, he does a great job. And so coach has got them playing well, and it's at their place. It's a conference game, and as CAA, every game is an important game, as it is for them being a home game. It's important for us because it's on the road, but our first conference game.
All right, Mike, safe travels to Albany, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, Rob. Take care.
All right, thanks. Take care.